Hello, welcome to Jesus and Coffee. Today, I want to tell you that sometimes it's supposed to fall apart. I was scrolling Facebook a couple days ago, and I came across this video of a young lady who was really, really frustrated. She was emotional. She was very angry, and you could just tell that she was having a tough time in life. And in her rant through her Facebook video, she was pretty much calling out all of her family and friends that refused to help her. She was very angry about her kid's father not stepping up to the plate. She was very frustrated because her family wouldn't give her money. She was shouting about not being able to rely on them to pay any of her bills or to give her money and, you know, just all of these things. And you could tell that those weren't the only issues, right? Like, she was carrying a lot and she had reached a breaking point and went to social media to vent. But in this, she was sharing that she felt better not being here at all. You know, I'm talking checking out permanently, than to have to deal with the struggle she's dealing with now. And as I was watching the video, I couldn't help but think about the times that I felt the same way. The times where, you know, raising my daughters as a single mom, I didn't have some resentment toward maybe someone, you know, that wouldn't step in to help. Or the times where I was in the middle of a struggle and was doing everything I knew to do and praying to God to resolve an issue for the issue to go unresolved, you know, and for time to have to pass in order for it to be corrected. And I just think about how frustrated I was sometimes and how I would, you know, maybe blame family members that I thought had it and just wouldn't give it to me, or looked at my friends and thought, you know, why aren't they stepping in to help? And community resources or churches are just being frustrated with everyone because of the situation that I was in. And I could break this down a whole lot further, but I'm not. I'm going to stop right here and just say the blessing was in the breaking for me. It all had to fall apart in a way where I had nobody else to call on, where family and friends had stopped showing up to save me, where community organizations were out of resources, where churches had given all they could, because there were so many other people in need. And I had no one else to call on except the name of God, where I had to lay in my own tears and cry out to God for help because no one in this world could fix the problems I had found myself in. And I wish I could have told this young lady that. And I wish that I could have said to this girl in a way that she could hear me, "Baby girl, sometimes God allows everything to fall apart. He allows every door to close. He allows every hand to be tied when it comes to you because he can't get your attention any other way. He allows you to get to the place where you have broken, where everything around you seems to be crumbling, where everything you have built your life on is foundationally futile, where the areas you thought you were strong, you are now the weakest. And you've got nothing left but to feel like you don't want to be here anymore. Because that's the place right there where you're supposed to be leaning into him. That's the place where he builds you up in a way that people won't even recognize you anymore. That's the place where he gets all the glory because nobody could come and save you. And you couldn't figure out how to save yourself except for to call on the name of Jesus." And I'll be honest, I understand that when we're in these tough seasons, when we are going through the breaking, we don't want to hear that. When I was in jail and I called my grandmother for bail money and she told me she would pray for me, I didn't want to hear that. When I was on the run from the police and I pulled up at my aunt's in her front yard and she handed me a Bible, I didn't think that was helpful. But the older I got, the wiser I got, the more breaking I endured, the more I realized that God is who he says he is. And until I get to a place where I submit to him, where I am willing to endure whatever I have to endure to make sure that I am honoring Christ with my walk, that I'm not going to be satisfied with nothing else, that there is nothing nobody else in this world can do for me that is going to make me feel like they have done their job, because I'm going to keep raising the bar. If somebody showed up for me in January and I had a need in February, I expected that person to show up again in February. I didn't consider their capacity to help. I didn't consider where they were mentally or physically. I didn't consider what their bank accounts really looked like, despite what I thought. All I knew is you saved me in January. I expect you to save me in February and March and April and any other time I need you. If I call you, you come. And guess what? It failed. because that is not what people are for. That is not why God gives us one another. God does not put people in your life to be your savior. That is something only he can do. And the more you begin to rely on others for the works of Christ, the more you will see them fail. Because people are not perfect, they are purposed. And sometimes that purpose is to not do what you're calling them to do. Sometimes that purpose is to pray instead of bail you out. Sometimes that purpose is to hand you a Bible instead of giving you a place to hide. Sometimes the blessing is in the breaking. And you got to allow God to do what he does and to be who he is. And when you get to a place where you understand that, baby, you are unlocking everything else. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you for this opportunity to share. Lord, I thank you that you have allowed me to break time and time again. I thank you for the days that I have sat in church parking lots crying until I couldn't see out of my eyes because they were so puffy. I thank you for the times that my electric got cut off and I had nobody to call on but to you. I thank you for the times that I was unemployed and you sent that new job. Nobody could connect the dots because you wanted me to glorify you in that new position. Lord, I thank you for the times that nobody could show up for me, or even sometimes that nobody would show up for me because, Lord, they had sought you and you told them to throw their hands. You told them to stay where they were. You told them to not show up for me, to hold their resources because you wanted to be my source and I was confusing your space with their space. I thank you for everything that you are doing in my life and in the lives of those that are listening right now because, Lord, somebody holds resentment. Somebody feels like some people are supposed to show up and save them. Somebody feels like their problems are the world's problems and that the world should step in and save them from their situation, from their problems, and from themselves. And Lord, right now, I need them to hear the sounds that are coming out of my voice to your ears and to just say, God is the only one that can fix your problems. God is the only one that can rectify your situation. God is the only one that can rekindle your marriage. God is the only one that can save your child. God is the only one that can make everything you've been through make sense. And God, I claim right now that it's done, that you have the final say, that you will allow there to be joy on the other side of this thing, that you have a perfect plan attached to their life, and that there is a blessing in the breaking, that sometimes it's supposed to fall apart because the foundation that life is supposed to be built on is your word. And sometimes we've got to crumble to discover it, to begin to rely on it, to honor you with our walk, to speak to others through your word, and to give you the glory when we reach the heights that you have us going to. Lord, I thank you for this moment. I thank you for everything that led up to now. And I thank you for all that you are doing for all of us in the future. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day today, friends. Share this with somebody else. Post it on Facebook. Send it to the group chat. Share it in a work email if it ain't gonna get you fired. I'll catch you next week on Jesus and Coffee. Later.